This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome to WKEO Politics. We're going to spend the first half of the show. We're going to talk primarily about domestic issues. We're going to talk about economics. Economics being obviously centering around inflation. Jimmy's got some rather interesting numbers that I want to talk about almost immediately on that. And we're going to then, in the second half, we're going to talk about what's going on in the country with Dr. John Huber, PhD clinical psychologist, who has his thumb exactly on what's going on in terms of the, I would have to say, depression and anger in our country. Depression and anger really are pretty much the same emotion, which I find to be very, very sad that that's going on in America, the greatest country in the world. Jim, the question I have is, we were the greatest country in the world. I'm not saying that we are not right now, but I'm saying we have an awful lot of catching up that we have to do. Let's start out talking about the economic situation in the United States. The official numbers right now in terms of inflation are admittedly a record high, around 11.1% for the last, what's it been? It's been for the last four decades, but you're saying those numbers really are skewed negatively and that the numbers are really actually around 17%. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Sure. So the producer price index numbers came out yesterday on Thursday. We're recording this on Friday. And those numbers showed 11.1% for the cost of production and the cost for raw materials, the things that actually create our products that we buy. The day before, that came out with the Labor and Statistics, Bureau of Labor and Statistics came out with a number of 9.1% year over year for inflation, with a 1.3% monthly inflation rate. Now, these are, since I think November, roughly 1981. So, as you say, four decades since then, and the end of the Carter administration and kind of the ramifications of the policies that they had. But the real problem is, after that period of time, the government, the executive branch, and the different agencies changed the way they calculate the consumer price, or moved to a CPI, consumer price index. If you take away the way they looked at it, go back to pre-1981, 1982 numbers, the inflation rate would be significantly higher. Some recommend or say as much as 17%, maybe the highest we've ever recorded. And that's distinct possibility if you use the same statistics that they're judging the 40-year high on. So that's something that people need to be aware of. And, of course, with a 9.1% year-over-year consumer price increases, the producer price increase showing 11.1% means that we have not stalled the inflation train, that the Fed and whatever's happening has not been enough to slow it. And of course, with the, you know, we do have a slight decrease, a small percentage for fuel, which is dropping 30 to 40 cents a gallon over the last month, which is some relief to a certain extent. But the reality is, those previous costs from May, June increases haven't even taken effect yet, as we see with the producer price index. So you're going to continue to see a tremendous inflationary pressure. We probably have yet to see the peak, primarily because of the fiscal policy that the administration has focused on, with the, you know, massive expenditures, and they're attempting, the Democrats are attempting to push through another massive spending bill, kind of a Build Back Better too. And if they are, it looks like Joe Manchin is saying, no way, I'm not going to do it. which is going to, you know, really upset, again, a lot of the Democrats. But as they try to push through this more spending bills, that's absolutely damaging. And the other piece of it is the regulatory environment that the administration continues to push on the energy sector. The restrictions, the lack of support, the influence from ESG, environmental social governance, investors pushing away from fossil fuels, and the government actually influencing those large investment companies to push ESG. And what that does is actually gives incredible power to many of these influential, big, large funds like Fidelity and BlackRock. And that's just absolutely devastating the economy, because they're getting richer while the average middle class American and low and the people on the lower end of the economic spectrum are once again becoming poorer very rapidly.
What I find to be interesting is a lot of people are saying that at least we're going to have a soft landing, at least the Fed's actions in terming the recession is going to prevent a recession from coming around the corner. The Journal came out yesterday and said that's absolutely false. There is no way that that's going to happen. We are definitely going to go into a recession. And with everything that I know about economics, economic trends, et cetera, I have to agree with that, Jimmy. The American people are really suffering. When we go into a recession, it's going to be worse and worse and worse. The 2024, I should say, elections, I think, are going to reflect that also.
Yeah, I certainly hope they do, and we've got to ensure integrity in the election system to ensure that they do. Here's some of the real, you know, the Biden administration has been pushing the fastest growing economy and made these absolutely bogus statements, the best economy in history, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous arguments.
Right.
We have not reached the employment level that we had prior to the COVID lockdowns in March of 2020. So we haven't even got back to where we were in 2020. So when they talk about a, you know, increase, look, this government, the Biden regime, actually was holding people out of work and firing people for not getting vaccinated up until just this last, you know, just a few months ago. And in fact, they're still holding some of these regulations and starting to push it. And you're hearing a lot about the midterm variant, in my view, the MTV, which is the Omicron 5 variant, as they're attempting to, again, influence election outcomes by controlling people through a lot of fear and these really, really bad policies that really destroyed our economy and have a tremendous impact. And we'll talk about later in the show the psychological impact. But the economic impact, we haven't recovered from it yet. So all the lies they're putting out there are absolutely false. The recession, my view, and I've actually been saying this for months on this show, that we probably are already in a recession with these types of inflationary numbers and the lack, the actual purchasing power for Americans has dropped over 3%, negative 3% in incomes. Those are devastating numbers. Those are not equivalent to what happened back even in, I mean, worse than what happened in the 80s, in the late 70s and the early 80s. So, yeah, we're there, Al. We are in a very difficult position. And the problem is this administration doesn't believe it. They try to lie their way out of it, and they're not setting policies in place in order to come out of it.
Well, no, they're not. There's a lot of rhetoric going on. The rhetoric makes absolutely no sense. And I think that people truly feel, aside from people who have been very, very fortunate in the real estate market, the level of, I think, poverty in the United States, and what I want to say, I mean, psychological poverty, the level of psychological poverty in the United States right now is growing and growing and growing, and I'm not even close to being surprised, Jimmy, that, pardon me, bad throat, I'm not even close to being surprised that we are in a situation right now where the Democrats even are saying we don't want Biden to run again. Stick around, we're going to be right back and talk a little bit about Biden in the Middle East. Right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Well, we've got Joe Biden in the Middle East as we're recording right now. He appears to be in Saudi Arabia, bending over and praying that these people will increase the level of energy production that's coming out of that country. What's going on, Jimmy?
Yeah, the sad thing is that as Biden is over there begging for the Saudis to increase oil production for the short term, he's actually influencing, as we mentioned in the previous segment, you know, trying to stop fossil fuel production in the United States. And he's in a very interesting position here because the Democrats and Biden himself used the Khashoggi incident in 2018 to really attack the Trump administration's relationship with the Saudis,
right,
in order to show that, you know, supporting this terrorist, authoritarian leadership. And now he has completely ignored all that, going back and basically licking their feet in order to beg them to increase production to relieve them from the inflationary pressures that we're seeing from energy and fuel prices, while they're continuing to push a lockdown on energy and fuel prices and stopping production and transportation distribution of fuel, fossil fuels in the United States, making us more dependent on foreign oil and foreign gas. This is absolute ridiculousness. And the problem that he's facing, Joe Biden is facing, is the Saudis may not be able to increase much production if they care to at all to support this administration, because they don't trust them. Because Biden is actually part of the visit over there is to convince both Israel and Saudi Arabia to be more supportive of a new Iranian nuclear deal. And the unfortunate reality is the Iranians, very close, according to the International Agency for Energy Agency, Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, that they actually probably have at any time now enough weapons-grade material to produce a weapon. And they've been attempting to do it for a long period of time, which would change the entire dynamic in the region and potentially cause tremendous conflagration of warfare in the area. The Saudis are fighting the Iranians right now in Yemen and around the world and in other places. They don't want this to happen. And so the Biden regime going over there attempting to do this just seems to me to be absolutely futile policy.
Well, let me ask your opinion on this, Jim. I'm under the impression that what's going on in the Middle East, primarily with Iran and some of the other countries, number one, during the Trump administration, President Trump got an awful lot of peace projects going at the time. A lot of countries decided that it wasn't worth risking a huge, huge war in the area, and they signed peace treaties. Most of those treaties today are kind of gone by the wayside, which I think is really too bad. Why did that happen under the liberal administration, Jim? It makes no sense, man.
I won't say the treaties, and I don't think it's a great statement to say that they've gone by the wayside. I think you're right, though, that they are not pursuing the policies that developed these peace deals with four different countries. Yeah, and I think so. The economic benefits and looking past the laser focus on the Palestinian issue allowed the Trump administration to expand peace negotiations with other areas, with UAE, with Bahrain, with Sudan, These were really important moments in history, very important moments in history. And what's happening now is the Biden regime was back in Israel in the last day and a half here, and reestablishing the relationships and the focus on a two-state solution on the Palestinians, which is really irrelevant in for these other peace deals that happened during the Trump administration. The Trump administration was looking past it. The Biden regime is reverting back to the failed mistakes of the Obama administration, which caused so much turmoil in the region. And unfortunately, the gaffes and the lack of support, the lack of confidence and trust in America after the Afghanistan failure, what's happening continually in Ukraine, and of course this kind of back and forth. Biden has already made some really bad faux pas in Israel and by crossing over into East Jerusalem, taking off the Israeli flag off the beast, the presidential limousine, those types of things. They're not going to convince the Israelis this is the right direction, in spite of their, you know, kind of kowtowing to this liberal, you know, coalition government in Israel. And the Palestinians don't really have the influence they once had. So again, they're focusing in the wrong area. They're focusing on reestablishing something that they tried to do and failed at in the previous administration. They're cutting back on Trump policies that actually got success in the region. And I think it's just, once again, it shows a lack of leadership and a lack of vision from the Biden team.
You know, what it shows to me is that it shows a huge increase in the amount of strength and the amount of influence of what I would call the progressives, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. I can't believe that a savvy politician like Joe Biden was at one time would allow something like that to happen. With the typical liberals in power, they could have done, I think they could have probably done okay. But, you know, going on to some of these, you know, some of the actions of increasing green energy, et cetera, America is not interested in that. And I'm amazed that Pelosi and Schumer didn't realize that. Pelosi and Schumer are the ones to blame. They're the ones who really allowed this thing to get out of hand, Jimmy.
Well, I think, again, I don't think that there's any competence left or any decision-making ability left in Joe Biden. I think he is being handled by, multiple staffs, multiple people in that organization, inside the White House that have vying opinions and beliefs. And I think what we're seeing here is an incoherent set of policies, our foreign policy, our domestic policy, our, you know, border policy, our economic policy. These are not congruent, and they're fighting against each other, and it's because people inside Washington giving him advice are failing to actually work together in efficient manners for the best interest of the United States. And they're doing it from their own ideological, philosophical beliefs, that the esoteric intellectual view, which really is failing in the reality of the world. And that's unfortunate. That's what we're seeing.
Well, totally. And we're going to devote the second half of the show, unfortunately, not to the rest of the world. We're going to devote it to what's going on in America right now. We've got a huge, huge problem in America, as Jimmy and I have talked about on all of the daily editorials Monday through Friday of this past week. A huge problem. The psychological health of America right now is very minimal. We're going to be right back and we're going to talk about that. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is meeting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
I guess I will see the King and the Crown Prince, but that's not the meeting I'm going to. They'll be part of a much larger meeting.
This comes despite saying he'd only meet with his father.
The change of plans also come just 2 years after Biden vowed to make the Middle Eastern kingdom a, quote, pariah. In 2020, Biden stated that the Saudi regime was to blame for the 2018 murder of a Washington Post columnist. Even though the prince denied being involved in the killing, U.S. intelligence was adamant that the Saudi ruler had ordered the hit at its consulate in Turkey. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump says he's already made a decision about whether to run again in 2024. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said his, quote, big decision will be whether he announces before or after November's midterm elections. There's going to be some changes with United Healthcare options.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witty added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second hour of KER Politics. Going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the country in a macro sense, not economically certainly, but psychologically. We're going to start out with a headline, more good news for Joe Biden. Just got the results for the approval ratings for President Biden in Washington State, which is a bastion of democracy for the Democrats, a bastion of power, I guess is the best way to put it. Biden's approval rating is under 50% in the state of Washington. It's 43%. That, to me, is absolutely amazing. Let's talk about that first, Jimmy.
Yeah, both, from what I understand, in the latest polling reported by, I think it was King News in Seattle.
Channel 5, yeah.
Yeah, they show that Jay Inslee, the governor, has a 47% approval rating, but he's underwater. His disapproval rating is higher than his approval rating. And Joe Biden, with a 43% approval rating when he won, I think 60% to about 38% over Trump in the 2020 election. That's a huge flip, and it really shows a level of dissatisfaction from all the issues that we talk about, the lack of police issues, the homeless situation, the frustration with the environmental policies that are actually strangling people, and of course inflation, and the corruption. You know, the level of corruption and incompetence is very high.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I'm finding that to be very surprising here in Washington, because as you know, in Semiamu, there's a whole lot of very, very serious Democrats in here. But anyway, quite apart from that, I want to go back to our second subject, and that is the level of dissatisfaction. I'm not going to use the word dissatisfaction, Jimmy. I'm going to use the word angst. And the reason I'm going to do that was because of a daily editorial that we did, and I believe it was last Thursday. There was somebody walking around one of my neighborhoods, and we live in the country, and this isn't exactly right next to us, but it's about 2-3 miles away. This neighborhood happens to be a gated community, and this fellow was walking around brandishing a knife, threatening to kill somebody, and a warning was put out on anybody's cell phone, you know, be careful of this guy. Just prior to that, we had a little bit of an altercation between two of the members of our own neighborhood here. I have to say that the main thing that concerns me about this is the level of angst that we have in a couple of neighborhoods that are actually pretty sophisticated, I should say populated by pretty sophisticated people. It's amazing to me that you have some dude walking around with a knife threatening to kill somebody, including the security guard, you know, at the gate, number one and number two. The altercation that we had in our neighborhood, when one neighbor was talking to another neighbor and he said, "Don't ever call me again. I hate you and I hate all of the other neighbors and I don't want to talk to any of you." What's going on, Jimmy?
You know, there's a level of frustration that's out in society right now that we haven't felt in a long, long time. You know, very few times in my lifetime, you know, and I'm a little over 60, have I felt this, you know, type of tension. I remember back in the late 70s, of course, in the Carter era, the frustration, watching the violence. When I was younger, you know, in the 60s, my dad was a law enforcement officer in Sacramento County in California, and the violence in Oak Park riots, and of course what you're seeing all across the TV, you saw a lot of angst there. What's different a little bit today is there's different factors, and a larger percentage of the population is divided. In those times, in those periods, you know, the extremists, the protests on the campuses and the, you know, the left-wing arguments, that was confined to a pretty small but very vocal minority.
Mm-hmm.
What we've got now is a divide in the country that's split basically close to half and half.
Yep.
Because of manipulation by the media, because of government. The way I look at it, it's a lot of it's manipulation with media. A lot of it is the government response to what's happening with these lockdowns and the COVID policy. That are really frustrating both businesses but individuals, and then the economic policies, and you're watching a disintegration of a hope in America of a better lifetime. And I think that weighs on people's minds very strongly. And of course, they want to protect their own interests, because naturally we all move towards that, to protect our own interests.
Right.
And the level of frustration and angst is increased. And I think one other area, Al, that people need to consider. So if you've been told something in your life or for, you know, a long period of time that you believe is true, and you believe certain authority figures, say your doctor or your government officials, your politicians, and then those narratives begin to collapse, it's difficult to change your perception. If your whole mind and body has been saying, okay, the abortion issue is another, you know, important consideration, what's happening right now with the frustration. You think you believe that things are a certain way, but when facts start coming to you that says, wow, maybe the COVID thing wasn't the crazy thing that it was going to destroy the world. Maybe the vaccine's not working, because it's not working. People are still getting COVID after the vaccine, and people are still dying from it. In fact, more people apparently, according to many statistics in the UK, around the world, I know another study just came out, more people are dying with the vaccinations and boosters than people without. And when those facts begin to fall away, and all of a sudden your whole world is turned upside down, it's hard to accept that you were lying to yourself to believe this when other people were pushing back.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of the anger is coming from.
Well, you know, we have situations socially around here that have been crazy for about 2 years. And I have to tell you, I'm pretty certain that the reason things have gotten so botched up psychologically for Americans. I really think it's the concept of them not being able to be in control. And that's what happens when you have these lockdowns, Jimmy. What I find to be interesting is Fauci is still not accepted as being wrong, in spite of all the books that have been written by fellow medical guys and gals. It's just amazing to me. This is something that's going to go down in history, Jim, as just simply totally, totally, totally unexplained.
Well, I think it's going to be able to be explained. I think it's going to be a fusion of political power actions, of financial interests, of corruption, and of people that were just intimidated by the threats of government agencies and Justice Department and organizations like the CDC and the FDA. There's a fantastic article out right now, and it's basically stating that the CDC and the FDA are losing a large number of scientists and they're quitting and, employees, because they can't believe the lack of science and truth and the amount of politics that are actually driving the decision making. And they use the example, the very specific examples of the lack of information and the lack of studies on approving childhood vaccinations down to, infants,
right,
for COVID. And the studies have, there's no scientific proof that there's any effectiveness, but there is a high risk of impact from it. And
right,
now we're seeing more and more information. So again, it's one of those areas where things are collapsing and people are being very frustrated by them.
And again, Jim, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. You guys stick around 30 seconds to 1 minute and we're back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. You know, we're talking about the level of angst in America that I find it to be really interesting. I have to tell you, I know we've been talking about COVID, we've been talking about, you know, the child immunizations, et cetera, et cetera. I quite frankly think the situation is really in the hands of the Democrats. I think they have made a huge mistake. I noticed that Governor Jay Inslee of Washington is not the fair-haired boy that he was considered to be even as short a period of time ago as a week. The anger that it display that's being displayed by Democrats is rubbing off on society. When you look at the expression on Nancy Pelosi's face when she's talking about the opposition, it's not good, clean competition. It's absolute hatred. You know, it's Chuck Schumer's the same way. Chuck Schumer comes across as being somebody who wants you to believe that he knows everything and he's a tough guy. You know, he's a New York brawler, etc. etc. The attitude uncivil of the Democrats right now, I think, is part of the reason that people are very, very angry. I mean, look at some of the hearings, for God's sakes, you know. And even some of the Republicans, I'm sorry, I have to say, fall into that category. Look at the turnaround of the good guy from Kentucky, i.e. Mitch McConnell, turned into a bit of a schmuck, don't you think?
I think a lot of the senior Republicans are very afraid to lose their power. I think they're very afraid of what's happening right now in America. You can call it Trumpism, or you can call it Save America. You can call it just pushback. And I think that is a threat to people that think they know how things work and they can control it. And that's, you know, with conservatives and, you know, Democrats and Republicans, is beginning to weigh on people's mind. I think I like to remind people of this, the entire Trump phenomenon from 2015 when he announced his run for the presidency, it wasn't about, you know, Donald Trump. People were frustrated with Washington. They were fed up with the Obama administration and what they had done for the previous years, and the Bush administration and the danger and the wars and the things that continued on for so long. They were fed up with a corrupt system and the media. They were fed up with a lot. And that, they made their statement by electing Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton, against the institution and the elite in 2016. The spike back was vicious from the powerful. They used every method they possibly could. They used the media continually to alienate him and anybody that supported him. They used law enforcement. They undermined the presidency all the way, you know, to the senior members of the Department of Justice, undermine the legitimacy of the president while they went through these incredible investigations. Congress didn't. Basically, it was a no-holds-barred attack because they were afraid they were losing control,
right.
And it included senior Republicans. Burke from North Carolina, Senator Burke, on the Health Intelligence Oversight Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee. He worked with Warner from Virginia, a Democrat from Virginia, in order to ensure the investigations went forward on the Trump administration. Mitch McConnell was continually undermining the Trump, backstabbing the Trump administration from behind, but then pretending out to be forward and supportive of it because he was gaining some things out of it. What we see is a complete frustration with the system. And, you know, as hard as the intellectuals and the elitists and the people that are right now think they can control the population, they can't do it. People are frustrated and
right.
They're feeling it.
Well, let me ask you this. How detrimental do you think, in a very real sense, how detrimental is this going to be to the country? Are we looking at a major stab at the country, major, something that could really, I don't want to say turn us into a third world power, but something where we actually meaningfully slip in terms of being a world power?
I think we're right on the precipice.
Yeah.
I think the mistakes with the Biden administration right now, I mean, demographically, we are not the most populous place on the planet. You know, China and India, both rising economies, both very large, 1.3 billion people. India will surpass China fairly soon demographically because of the one-child policy that China set in the past. But they have, you know, completely different views of the world. They don't have a long-term historical perspective of the same basic freedoms and the policies that we have. The Europeans have lost a tremendous amount of influence and power because they're dependent upon energy from Russia, for instance, and they're dependent upon Chinese imports and to keep their manufacturing, to keep their population going. And so it's a very difficult situation for the United States right now as we lose population. We gain it from illegal movement, but we don't have a growing population, and our economic power is waning. Our military power is spread all over the world and waning with really incredibly bad decision making
right.
at the senior Pentagon leadership right now, as we saw in Afghanistan, as we see with woke policies, we see with these mandatory vaccinations against people that don't need it because of their ages and their health.
Mm-hmm.
They're threatening 60,000 Guard members around the country. That's almost 10%. It's 8% of the overall U.S. National Guard force. And they are only reaching 40% of their recruitment goals right now. They're in a tremendous difficult problem, and they don't accept why. These things will have a long-term impact on American power, and it is undermining the legitimacy of the nation. It's undermining the stability of the world, and you're going to face authoritarian pressures all over the place in order to stop, in order to counter our growth and our capability to come back. It's going to be a tough haul to get back to credibility.
Well, given the fact that you have what I would call more than slightly formidable foe in China, the Chinese are much sharper than we are, quite frankly.
They've got a vision.
They've got a vision, and they don't put up with idiots like Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of it. Nancy Pelosi would be in jail in China, for God's sakes. And I don't know that Chuck Schumer would be, because I don't follow him that closely. But with some of the stuff that Pelosi does, they just throw her in jail, and they would no compunction whatsoever.
Well, I always laugh at the pundits that are so, you know, so destructive towards, say, the Trump policy or towards the opposition, you know. And in China, you do that, and it's an offense that will put you in prison.
Right.
If you even question it. And I think there's a fantastic set of videos. I mean, they're very scary videos talking about the policies right now of a daily QR code to keep your status green so you can actually move, travel, or buy things in China. without COVID testing. And they have masses of people lined up to get COVID testing every single day.
Yeah.
Mass, total control. They set controls for their entire 1.3 billion people in the population as best they can. I mean, it's basically major urban areas. But that's the type of control system that they will have if we continue down this road. And the first people that will be gone will be the ones that make the count, the Rachel Maddows, the people that are arguing to destroy our system, the 1619 Project woman, Nancy Pelosi. These people would be gone in a heartbeat. They need to protect this nation. They need to stand up for it and quit lying about saying they're doing it when, in fact, they're undermining it
right
every single day.
Right. Agree 1,000%. It's really a shame, but, we have a bit of psychological warfare going on in our neighborhood right now, and it's really interesting. The amount of angst, et cetera, that's resulting from all of this is absolutely incredible. People can look you in the eye and tell you an absolute bald-faced lie, and if you don't believe it, they don't care. My daughter didn't go to her stepmother's funeral because she had political issues with Kathy. That's just bullshit. And life in general is getting to be too complicated, in my opinion. So, there you have it. KER politics, a lot of anger, a lot of, I would even use the word vitriol. Jim, always a pleasure. You're a prince. Thank you.
You bet, Al. We've got to get back to some normalcy.
We got
to
try.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.